He's speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Wau Town. Western Bahr Ghazali State Governor Sarah Kletu Hassan said some South Sudanese male leaders downplay the capabilities of their female counterparts. She says their attitude discourages many women from seeking top executive positions in the country. Governor Kletu says South Sudanese women have been working hard at all levels to ensure that basic services are delivered to citizens. She says it is a high time men allow women to serve the country in leadership positions.
The challenge that I see, and it is always a bias against women, is that men, they look at women as women they cannot do. They always assume they have a bias against women. Even when I was first appointed, others were saying, no, she will not even survive 2 weeks. She will run away because she cannot do it. But I have proved that we as women, we are strong.
At times, Kletu says she faces a number of obstacles when directing men that do not give her the respect she deserves in accordance with the provisions of the Revitalized Peace Agreement.
If this is a man on my seat, the respect that the man will get would be more. Because even we are within the government, I have to force myself in the system to say that I'm here, I'm the governor. Uh-huh. I'm here in this state as a representative of the president. I have to be respected as a governor, but not to look at me as a woman.
Kletu says over the past 2 years, she has been able to break a lot of those biases, including the belief that women are not capable leaders. She calls on South Sudanese women to continue demanding their rights as citizens and be part of the political process taking place in the country.
We have to stand up for our rights. We have to, we are equal. We should not relegate ourselves in the back. And serving in the executives, I want to encourage women to also join political parties.
Wau resident Filberto Tibur says women can hold many different leadership positions, and history has proven that through their accomplishments. Tibur says men who stick to all cultural beliefs need to change their way of thinking and allow women to provide services to citizens.
All the men here in South Sudan or wherever, where they're grown up by women. So if women can grow you up to this moment, do you think she cannot do anything? She can do something. But you give them a chance and look at what they are going to do. Don't just say, no, you know, women cannot do anything. No, she's right. Women can do something. But we have to give them a chance.
Wau resident Sadiq Seme agrees. He says women are born leaders and can accomplish much more than men do.
Women now, they have engaged in business. They're the one doing business, providing food in the family. Some women are the one paying children even in school. So women, they deserve that position. In those days, women have been oppressed. They are not allowed to go to school. They have been sent for an early marriage. But now, women are competing with men in education. When you go to the hospital, you find women working there. When you go to other ministries, you find women are there. So they deserve. They are capable of holding position of governor.
Governor Kletu says parties to the peace agreement are not fully implementing the provision that states 35% of the government positions should be allocated to women.
We have not completely met the 35%, but we are moving to that direction. If we look at the different parties, also we see that some of the parties have not met the 35%. So this is actually impacting the representation of women.
Governor Kletu was on the SPLM's IO list of 3 governors per the Revitalized Peace Agreement. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Wau.